What's going on?
What's going on? My name is Rio Riojas.
And I'm Darius Kennedy.
And we're a couple comedians who like to get together and talk about food, talk about funnies, yep.
And now stare at each other in the face, dude, while we do a podcast show.
Salud, yeah, man.
Salud to you.
It's just the next step.
My fridge.
Oh, shit. What's your favorite ranch?
Regular ass fucking Hidden Valley.
Yes, sir, dude. Dude, give it. Yeah, the fucking Hidden Valley Ranch is the fucking quintessential ranch. It's like what the standard ranch dressing is. Yeah. If I'm measuring if I'm like, let me try this ranch. I'm like, is it as good as Hidden Valley?
I like Jet's Ranch, too.
Okay.
What do you usually get on your olive burger?
No cheese. All right. An olive burger is not a cheeseburger. That's the main thing. You get cheese on your olive burger,
you're a fucking loser.
Smack it. Just smack it away.
Dude.
Get it out of there.
Jokes.
Yeah. This that low beat, that nice treat, the one that you want to sit down and eat. Oh my goodness, look at how clean. Yeah, yeah. Oh, cornbread.
I fucking know. You want to laugh real good. You just want to touch my wood. I make you laugh inside. I. And this is what I do.
Hit that shit.
I wanna joke
you up
all night and make you laugh real hard. I wanna joke you up.
Joke you up.
Make the jokes until you laugh.
Aren't you guys happy this is on video? Aren't you guys happy that you get to see us?
I need another beer.
Welcome to a new episode of Cornbread and Beans.
Yes.
This is it. This is going to be a little out of canon. All right. We're not following the order with this one. It's kind of a teaser. Because we also are on YouTube. We're doing video this episode.
Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on? My name is Rio Riojas.
And I'm Darius Kennedy.
And we're a couple comedians who like to get together and talk about food, talk about funnies, yep.
And now stare at each other in the face,
dude,
while we do a podcast show.
Salud, yeah, man.
Salud to you.
It's just the next step. It's just the next step in, you know, the podcast growth. We've been hitting it, and we've been talking about doing video, but
yeah, man,
it's fucking time.
Got to do a video, man. People want to see what you look like when you're talking bullshit.
I know, and I'm looking a little scruffy. I need to get a fade. I need to get a haircut. But
you got to come to the shop.
Yeah, I know. I just need to come over and get faded.
Hook you up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. How's your week?
Dude, week is good. It's been a little tough. We just got our fridge fixed today, and it was out of commission for like 3 or 4 days, man.
So what'd you do? Store your food underground or something?
Dude, we basically had to eat like everything we had.
Oh. So you could not lose waste it your food?
Because, no. Dude, it was on, and then these past couple of days has been nothing but takeout, you know? It's been tough. But finally, the fridge is fixed. It's cold. And the freezer, thankfully, didn't go bad, you know?
So would you guys have, like, a Freon issue or some shit, or what?
There's a heater. Yeah. It's an anti-frost freezer, and there's a heater in the freezer that if it goes on the fritz, when the freezer unit gets full of ice, the cold doesn't reach the fridge. So they had to replace the heater, and it took a couple of days for the part to come in.
Oh, of course.
Naturally, dude.
Gotta wait for this pot to come in. I'm just waiting on this pot. I'll be right back.
Wait, get out the fucking car, order this fucking pot, and get it in the fucking fridge.
Come on over here when...
right now.
When we get the pot in, okay? You live in Boston now, okay? You don't live in Lansing, Michigan. Okay?
You ain't from Southie. I know that. Like, shit. But yeah, so, and the repairman, he's like a friend of the family. He's actually related to my cousin's wife.
He's a friend of the family.
Yeah, I know a guy, you know? But
friend of ours.
So when he told me that he couldn't get the part in, like it was because he really couldn't get the part in, and it just sucked. So we would have to defrost, and then we didn't have any leftovers. Like I did make some thighs and some drums, in the air fryer,
mm-hmm.
Just like a classic Korean sticky chicken. Mm. Yeah, you know, I love it. Little sesame seeds as your garnish, you know.
Ooh.
Got the white rice.
Ooh.
And we just got to make sure that we ate everything, you know, that there's no, because there's nowhere to store yeah, it, man. You know.
It's pressure.
What about you, man? What how's your week been?
I had a good week, you know, very busy week. You know, it's been good. What have I done with food lately this week? I don't know. I can't remember what I've done with food this a week.
You hooked me up with some habanero apple salsa.
Yeah.
Dude, we ate that shit up.
Yeah.
Ate it up, man.
It's good, huh?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm actually doing a hot pepper show.
Okay.
Oh, I'm doing it next week.
Okay.
Where I have to eat a habanero and then do my set.
That ain't shit.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And they're like, should we be racist on you and make you eat two? And I was like, no, I'll do one.
Yeah.
But I will like throw it up in the air and like catch it and then just eat it and then continue doing my set. So you do 3 minutes, you eat your pepper, then you do your rest of your set.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's just going to be more appalled. I'm talking a big game right now.
Bunch of mayonnaise tongues.
Yeah.
In that lineup, huh?
Dude. Yeah, so if you want to come ride with me on Wednesday, you're more than welcome.
I'll be your hot sauce homie.
Hell yeah, we'll fucking go kill it. And but no, that's going to be a good time.
Coming out the bullpen. Darius Kennedy, I'm just drinking habanero hot
sauce. Oh my gosh, everybody just say
I'm ready to tell some jokes.
They'd be like, Jesus Christ.
Fucking warming up all his life. Louisiana hot sauce in his baby's bottle.
He's like, I keep it on me. You just have a holster for your hot sauce. Have you seen those?
The pew pew. Yeah.
Dude, it's legit.
Yeah,
dude. It's legit.
I don't have that much room in my refrigerator for all the hot sauces I want.
Yeah. Good
ranches in my fridge.
Oh shit. What's your favorite ranch?
Regular ass fucking Hidden Valley.
Yeah, there, dude. Dude, give it the fucking Hidden Valley Ranch is the fucking quintessential ranch. It's like what the standard ranch dressing is.
Yeah.
If I'm measuring if I'm like, let me try this ranch, I'm like, is it as good as Hidden Valley?
I like Jet's ranch too.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like Jets was real problematic for you. Like, you have a real love-hate relationship with Jets.
Their ranch is good as hell, man.
Yeah.
I
remember you telling me you were excited when Jets came in.
Yeah, and I ate too much of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, fuck this shit. I'm so over this fucking huge, tough.
Dude, it's one slice for a week. I'm telling you.
Yeah, like, dude. Oh, man. Why? Why are you putting me through pizza torture? I like pizza. I shouldn't have to be like fucking psyching myself up to pizza.
But it's good, too. You're like, God damn it. Like, something is making me order this.
Yeah, just ranch, though.
The ranch.
I order Jets for the ranch.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And so my favorite's Hidden Valley, too.
Yeah.
That's one of my go tos. But, dude, I'm high right now. Did you know?
You still?
Dude, did you know I was high right now?
No way.
Yeah, man. It's fucking true.
All right.
Hold on. I think. Let me check.
I thought I might have had some edibles.
You forgot because you're stoned.
Yep, I was so stoned that I forgot if I had edibles or not on me. I was about to be like, yeah, yo. And then, but let me tell you a story about being high.
Oh, high time.
The first time that I ever got high, I was way younger than I should have been.
So what are you, Benjamin Button in the opposite way or something?
No, I was just like, I grew up
way younger than I would have been if I was not young.
Yes. If I wasn't as young, I wouldn't have been so young when I smoked that weed. My sisters are both older than me, 4 and 5 years older than me. So when I was like 9, they would, have little callers, we'll call them. Little suitors, little, you know, gentlemen callers.
What?
Just boys that would, you know, like come around and hang out. And so one of them was like, man, he's like, I'm going to get your brother high. And I was like, word? Let's hang out then. And sure enough, he did. He got me high. Not really high, but he let me hit it one time. And I was just like really hungry. I wasn't like out of my mind, but I was like, I think I like this. And I didn't smoke again for a super long time, but that was the very first time I put weed in my lungs, you know, as a little impressionable fourth grader.
Wow.
Dude, 90s was crazy, man.
Yeah,
the 90s were fucking wild, yo.
They were trippy.
Dude, nobody knows, man. Nobody fucking understands.
The 90s were cool as shit. I think... The first time I ever smoked pot, I think I was about 14.
14. Freshman in high school.
And I was in Nashville, Tennessee, visiting my cousin.
Yeah.
And we had hung out with some of his friends, and we all went over to this kid Michael's house. Or no, we went over to this kid Chris, his house, to smoke weed. And Chris was this fucking, Chris was this country ass dude. This guy,
Nashville,
bro, he was fucking the blackest country fucking dude I ever seen in my life, and he had the slowest fucking drawl. He'd be like, hey, how y'all doing? Y'all want to come over my house and smoke some weed with me?
Oh, like, bro. Every syllable.
Oh, every my syllable. God. So.
Syllable.
DeAndre. What's your cousin name again? It was like country in slow motion.
It's the draw.
Yeah. And we're over at Chris's house. We're smoking weed and... We're outside smoking in his like backyard. Mm-hmm. He had a pretty big backyard, like country backyard. He had neighbors and shit. So like he had like a tree line and shit and
fucking, yeah,
you know, neighbors next to him. And then I'm like, we're in this smoker circle. We're smoking and shit, like fucking 14 and 16 year olds and shit. And I'm smoking and I look and he has his dog that's like in the corner of the yard. Like,
oh shit.
And it's like on a chain tether and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit. I was like, Chris, what kind of dog is that, man? He was like, oh yeah, that's my dog. His name Pickles. Bro. This dude told me that his dog's in that voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And me being 14 and high as shit, seeing a fucking Rottweiler that's easily about 110 pounds.
Yeah, big dog.
Named Pickles.
Aw.
Pickles the Rottweiler fucking high country dude's dog.
Pickles.
His name, Pickles.
I love it. I love it. And yeah, I can, dude, and that's just like what, like when you guys all just start dying, start cracking
yeah,
up.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you can't beat that shit. I'm 40 if I ever fucking was smoking at some dude's house, even if he had a drawl or not.
Yeah.
And he told me that he was like, yeah, that's. It's my dog, Crackers.
You're like, oh,
I'll be like, fuck, Crackers the dog, man?
Crackers look crackers. Mean as hell. No. Yeah,
that's my other dog, Pickles.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny, man.
Yeah, man. Shit's crazy, bro.
Yeah, dude. And see, when I didn't even really even know what I was doing when I did it. I thought everything that you smoked would make you feel like that. I thought like a cigarette or a cigar or you know, like no, like anything that you hit made you feel like. Man. So that's how much understanding I had of what was going on, you know?
Smoking makes you feel weird. Smoking makes yes. you laugh. Smoking has a good time. Like, in your lap.
I remember watching Dragon Ball Z, just yeah. like, I don't even know if I was sitting on the floor or on the couch or if I was like, I just remember literally just watching. I mean, I was stoned. I was a little kid that was stoned. You
yeah,
know?
Man. Yeah, that shit was awesome. Yeah. That. Exactly. Every video game. I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
Jelly beans.
I was eating fucking raw broccoli out of the fridge.
You I'm know? Trying to be healthy.
No, I just didn't see anything else immediately available to consume. Like, oh, I've seen this on vegetable trays. I can eat this raw. And, but I also like broccoli as a kid. I love
yeah,
my broccoli.
I mean, yeah. If you don't like broccoli, you fucking stupid. If you don't like broccoli, you probably
get the fuck
out
of here. If you don't like broccoli, I will fight you.
Yeah. If you don't like broccoli,
like
fuck,
on a video game.
Fuck all your relatives. Fuck them. Even the babies. Don't physically fuck them.
You heard it.
Fuck. Man,
oh.
You can just stop it with them.
Yep, that's a clip right there. That's a fucking clip. And every time we swore, we're going to put cornbread or beans right there. Oh. It's going to be fucking perfect.
Man.
Yeah, by the way, we're going to be starting a TikTok soon. That's one of the things that the podcast is going to do.
TikTok, you don't stop to the jokes.
Yeah. This that low beat, that nice treat, the one that you wanna sit down and eat. Oh my goodness, look at how clean. Yeah, yeah. Oh, cornbread.
I fucking love you. Oh, you wanna laugh real good. You just wanna touch my wood. I make you laugh inside. I. And this is what I do.
Hit that shit.
I wanna joke you,
up
all night and make you laugh real hard.
Oh,
I wanna joke you up.
Joke you up.
Make the jokes until you laugh.
Aren't you guys happy this is on video? Aren't you guys happy that you get to see us?
I need another beer.
I got you one. It's already right there. That's how we do. That's how we do. Dude, I just realized, though, we can't do a part two.
A part two of what?
Of when this... We're on a limited time, by the way, guys. Limited time. According to the camera, we got another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Another 10 minutes left. So, but the audio is only going to be on here.
Oh, that's right.
Dude.
All right. Well, it's pretty damn good.
It is. It's good fucking audio. You know, that shit's fucking fire.
So, I have not had a Olive Burger yet.
Oh.
So.
Dude, when are you available for a lunch? Just let me know.
You know what? All right. I got to make that happen. And I will make it happen.
Yeah.
We should start a poll for all of anybody that's a listener.
Okay.
To comment on our Facebook page.
Yes.
When this episode is posted.
I'm actually going to be pushing this episode pretty early just because it's video. All right. Like we're going to kind of, I'm probably going to have this up within the weekend.
We need to do an Olive Burger poll. So
ooh.
I can try my first one.
I already know where to take you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what are the people going to say? So it'll be where you want to take me versus whoever comes
okay.
out.
I'm fucking, ooh, people. You know what? I also have connections to the old Bonnies.
Connection is made. Remember that tune? Yes. Shit, bro. I was like 12 when that song came out, dude. Man. I thought that song was so awesome.
If you were 12, I was probably like 6. But my sisters. Yeah.
And it's a lucky way. Another heart. That's the best.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. I don't even know where we're at. Oh yeah, people are gonna poll for where you should have your first Olive Burger, and if it's not where I think you should have it, we're gonna have to go buy it still because that's what the people said.
All right.
You know, and yeah, I'm gonna push this episode pretty early, and we'll make a lunch happen, and even if it's on the weekend, I'm not, you know, don't matter. Okay. We'll fucking make it a family thing.
Okay.
You know. But we'll do it. Olive Burger.
Okay.
And then you can, you know, you don't even have to, I'm afraid you'll get it. And then you're like, you
I
know.
Probably will, man.
You better
chances
not.
Chances are I'm going to fucking take a bite into this burger and go,
Are you a fan of olives?
I like pretty much all foods.
Right,
man.
Exactly.
I love olives in like dirty martinis. And
dude,
shit
there's
like
just
that.
Something about the beef with the bitter. And then you also have, I also get sweet potato fries because you get your sweetness. You want the sweet and bitter. Bitter and sweet. It's how you balance your meal.
Mm-hmm.
Classic shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and I just had an Olive Burger this week, yo. On my lunch, called up.
I was just fucking swallowing down.
Dude, they know me. They're like, Rio. Hey. And they start singing the song to me. They start singing my name. Rio. I'm like, what's going on, guys? You know,
giving my regular.
Yeah, but know? I call ahead. I already call ahead.
Yeah.
You have to.
Guys, it's me.
You have. Yeah, exactly. They're just like, oh, Rio. They recognize the phone number on their caller ID. They're like, hey, it's this fucking guy.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you going to leave a fucking dollar tip again? I'm like, hey, take it easy. I'll make it back on the next round. You know I'm good for it.
what do you usually get on your Olive Burger?
No cheese, all right? An Olive Burger is not a cheeseburger. That's the main thing. You get cheese on your Olive Burger.
You're a fucking loser.
Smack it. Just smack it away.
Dude.
Get it out of there.
So cheese on the Olive Burger is like ketchup on a hot dog in Chicago.
Yeah, man. Well, you can, but it's just ruining the actual beef mayo olive that you want. I've never had a cheese on an Olive Burger that I thought complemented it as well as just a regular beef patty.
So what about, I'm hearing about, so the whole cheese.
Come at me. Yeah, come at me.
Yeah,
let me hear.
I'm trying to think of what I've seen people post about Olive Burgers.
Dude, let's go.
What they want on them.
All right, we're still good. We're still good.
And I'm just trying to figure out the whole combination. You know, is it lean beef? Is it fucking like high fat content beef?
I think it's just a classic, like 85-15, 80-20. Mm-hmm. You know, GFS kind of Gorman's Food Supply type of deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's hand slapped.
Yeah, so it's like a quarter pound.
Yeah, and you can also get, they also have a whole pound burger. I got that when I was like 18. 15 was when I tried their 1 pound burger.
The 1 pound olive burger?
No. I wasn't eating olive burgers until I was.
Until you have.
My palate was much more refined.
Oh, Mom, no. I don't eat tater tots with ketchup anymore. I am an olive burger guy.
Give me the tater tots with tartar.
Yeah. And my olive burger, medium, please.
Yes, IPAs.
You know how many are olive burgers around here? Oh. Man, dude.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good time. I'm excited for what you guys say. Make sure you guys follow us. You guys hit that subscribe. We got a TikTok. It's Duke_Breeze. We got Instagram. Haha, Darius Kennedy. And I'm at Dr. Decide on everything. And follow our Twitter at CornbreadXBeans. Hit the email at CornbreadBeansPodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll catch you guys later.
Peace.
Dude, we fill a half hour fast.
Yeah.
That's good. It don't even seem like this is so cool.